This is episode number 2308 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, we can't say we didn't see this coming.
Mm.
And I'm actually kind of sad, but yet I don't care because it's in the Who Cares News.
Mm.
E! News reports. Now, it's not TMZ, so we don't know if it's gospel yet. And we might have to look at it on Snopes to see if it's debunked.
Right.
But E! News reports that Tom and Giselle have each retained New York-based divorce attorneys.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I saw that coming. Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It's not just about football this year.
It's about Tom flipping Brady. I get it.
The power couple share two children, several homes, thousands of Tom's football mementos, and at least 40,000 Bitcoin, as we witnessed in a TV commercial some months back.
Hello? I remember that commercial for Bitcoin.
And
we'll never see it again. Never.
And probably some gift cards to Subway. And
That's true, huh?
We don't know how much Bitcoin he has. Oh, and don't forget Tom's bank account that will likely now be in Giselle's wallet.
Yeah, there's that.
But, you know, her wallet's nice and fat on
its own. I heard her wallet at one time was bigger than his, and that is really hard to believe.
I know.
That's really hard to fathom. You know?
So,
He doesn't get paid the most of any quarterback in the NFL. But he's been at it longer than anybody else, so you would think he's just got more bread. Oh, sorry. He doesn't eat bread. I mean money.
Back to Subway.
Back to Subway. Yeah, that's right.
So what's, saying, his money's going to be in Giselle's wallet. Is it sexist? I don't know.
You know that is kind
Jim
of a sexist.
Ask Jim Garner how sexist to possess Ben Affleck's money. So we've been telling you ad infinitum that Giselle has had enough of the retirement, not retired shtick that is defining Tom.
Yeah. So I wonder what else there is. It makes you wonder.
There has to be more.
Of course there's more.
Because that wouldn't be enough.
Would it? I mean, maybe.
She just says it's her
maybe
turn
she's
now.
That shallow.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you look at. I don't know. I don't live with them, so I don't understand. But I would think that there is a major amount of that relationship that is the fact that she married the greatest football player of all time.
I think so.
You know, there's got to be that. It's like that has to come, maybe not first, but it certainly has to be high up on the ranking, don't you think?
Well, because he's talking about that it's enough. It's time to spend Christmas at home and things like that.
He's got to stop.
But she
before
says,
he gets killed.
It's my turn now.
Well, I don't know why she can't wait till the end of the season.
I don't know.
That's the other thing. Why I'm thinking, why all of a sudden? It isn't like we haven't known since last year that he was going to keep playing.
Right.
That's just crazy. These are the problems of the world. Damn it, these are the problems of the world. And I feel sorry for the young children whose father might have to retire from playing pro football.
If she takes the bed, he can just get one of those mattresses he does commercials for.
Does he do the... No, that's Dak Prescott.
No, that's Sleep Number for
Dak
Prescott.
Brady do it?
I want to say Stearns and Foster or something.
I can't keep it
straight. Those hand-stitched ones.
Yeah, whatever. Those do look pretty good.
Like in a secret room, and I don't know. It's been a while since I saw it, but I always think about that. It's like, All right. Colin Hanks said Dad and Mom, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
Are the type of grandparents, Mom and Dad, a Mom and Dad of, America's Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them that.
So they're my mom and dad, too, by golly. They're the type of grandparents who give his two daughters a lot of sugar and don't pay attention to their bedtime.
That's what grandparents do.
Yeah.
That's what grandparents do.
During Monday's Today with Hoda and Jenna, Colin said, quote, "They're okay. It would be great if they paid attention to the kids' bedtime and, actually cooked food that the kids will eat." They're great. They're great.
Do you think that Tom and Rita cook their own meals? I mean, are they just like us?
I think they do a lot of the times.
They don't have to.
No.
They don't have to.
But they're Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yeah,
they're,
I guess. Did you see Pinocchio, by the way?
I have not seen. I just saw the beginning of it.
I wasn't all that blown away with it. No. Yeah, it's not one of Tom Hanks' stronger things. Not that he's supposed to be the star. The star is the audio animatronic. The not even boy. Audio animatronic wooden boy. It's a CGI wooden boy. Thank you, Industrial Light and Magic. Anyway, I thought, yeah, you know, Tom Hanks will do just about any kind of movie. And he's kind of had his ups and downs with success. Of course, he's had a lot of ups.
He has.
And he's had an equal amount of downs. But I'll bet he's a great grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'll bet he's a great grandpa. And hey, Colin, by the way, quit your bitching.
Well, he's not. Well, kind of. They give them a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
The only thing that's missing, they need, like, you know, good ugly sweater vests. If they both had those and just some glasses and complained about the temperature, I think we'd be good.
It's kind of cold in here, son. Turn on a heater. Put another log on the fire. He missed also that they never missed Jeopardy. That would be another one. Every night. And they sit there and they bitch about that Mayim Bialik girl.
What with the, their TV dinners.
She's horrible. Bring on Kenji. What happened to that Alex Trebek guy? He was sure nice.
Where's Alex?
Where's Alex? Oh, my God. I mean, you know, look, Colin Hanks, I mean, he's funny. He's the funny kid, okay? The other kid, I think, is kind of a loser. But, you know, sadly, I think he's a loser. But Colin is the good kid. And he's a little bit like his dad. I really enjoy seeing him when he's on this, on screen doing stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's real good.
Because he does. He reminds me of Tom.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. So, and his laugh is very similar.
Some of his mannerisms. And he looks like him.
I'm
waiting
for him to say, there's no crying in baseball. Anyway, Tom Hanks is still going to be doing movies, I think, till he drops dead.
Probably.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But now that he's a grandpa, you know, he's probably thinking about what kind of movies and legacy he's leaving for his grandchildren. Don't you think?
Oh.
I mean, I would think that.
Ergo, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Yeah, exactly.
See? There you go.
Tom Hanks is welcome to do all the Disney movies he wants. I guarantee you that. Disney's going to be fine with that. So.
Well, I mean, like Saving Mr. Banks. Come on now.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Oh, man. So good. He's played all these characters and all these famous people.
Yeah.
Who could be next for Tom Hanks? Alex Trebek. He could play Alex Trebek. There we go. I'll take, who's playing Alex Trebek for 500? Mayim? More Who Cares Tomorrow. With our apologies to Mayim Bialik and Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow.
And possibly Tom Hanks.
Most likely Tom Hanks. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.